Hey there, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. Today we're gonna be focused on the things that you're most passionate about. So when talking about the things that you are most passionate about, what we're looking for is what do you stand for in life? What is so important to you, is so meaningful to you that it literally lights a fire in your belly and brings a passion to your heart and soul? And what lights you up? And when you think about those aspects of life, you know, they're the kind of things that you're willing to stand for. The thoughts, the beliefs, the values in this world that you're willing to stand up for, and you're willing to not let anyone violate those things in your life. Now, if you would, download today's worksheet at jerickrobbins.com/blog, or if you're on our blog, download the worksheet and then fill out the first section. What are the things that you stand for, that you value so much in your life, you will let no other human being or entity violate them no matter what? Now, for some people, they stand for freedom, they stand for love, they stand for humanity, they stand for health. What do you stand for? And when you think of the things you stand for that really truly represent the core of who you are, the second piece we're going to be focused on in that worksheet is, are you currently standing for them? Or are you one of those people who's sitting down watching people come into your life and violate them? Watching people show up in your world and kind of push you out of believing that it's something worth standing for? Are you allowing society or the community or your job or your friends or family or people around you, are you allowing them to distract you from what matters to you most in life? Are you allowing them to keep you from really truly standing up for what you believe in? Are you allowing your own thoughts, your own emotions, your own feelings, your own fears to keep you from standing strong in what you believe in most? My call to action to you today is write down what you truly, truly, truly aren't willing to budge another inch for in life. And from this point forward, write down why is it an absolute must that you will find a way, make a way, or create a way to stand for what you believe in no matter what. You're willing to draw that line in the sand to, you know, put the fork in the road there and say, listen, from this point forward, I stand for this and I won't budge. And I love you, but either join me or move out of the way. Now, what's interesting is this becomes an incredible freeing experience for so many people, because so many people have inner conflicts they live with every single day that part of them says, oh my gosh, stand up because it's the right thing to do. And the other part says, no, it's okay. Just take the easy route. Don't bring it up. Just leave it alone. And what's interesting is I can tell you moments in my life where I had those hesitations and other moments when the same situation happened and I didn't hesitate. And the one where I didn't hesitate brought so much passion and fulfillment out of my life. It's amazing. And I hope you get the same experience from it. I remember one time I was walking home from school when I was young, and we were done with football practice. We were walking down the road, and a couple of the guys started picking on one of the other kids and pushing him around and teasing him and bullying him. And he had started it. He has a smart mouth, and he was, you know, causing it and yelling back at them and picking the fight himself too. So they were picking on each other. But then two guys ganged up on one and started pushing him to the ground and beating up on him. And I remember this feeling of like, man, I should help him. But then this other feeling inside of like, nah, it's not really your fight, man. He started it, just let it be. And I remember thinking that night, and it didn't turn into anything. They pushed each other a couple times and walked away. But I remember thinking that night, man, what would have happened if I would have just taken a moment to step in and say, hey, cool it off, guys, and stand up for the peace and the ability to treat each other as equals instead of picking on each other like that. And I remember if I fast forward another time in life where same exact situation happened, different people involved. And I remember seeing someone else I knew starting a fight. He caused it. The people were coming to pick on him. Three or four guys teamed up and they were coming right at him, and he would have got his butt kicked. And I remember walking over and grabbing him and be like, hey, chill out. And I ended up being a pretty big guy, so it calmed down and everyone walked away. And I remember walking away thinking, wow, you know, I'm not one to try to start or break up fights all the time. But if it happens, I believe in keeping the peace, and being able to do that brought so much more fulfillment and joy and peace. There was no inner battle of I shoulda or wish I coulda or what if I woulda. It just, I knew it was, I did it was right, and I stopped it and it worked. Now you see this happen all the time where some, you know, coworkers start picking on somebody, or you see some people walk by a homeless person, or you see someone struggling and, you know, trying to do something, and you think, oh, I should help, but then, no, it's not my thing. What if you came up with a way to stand up for what you believe in so much that you no longer let those moments slide by? If you knew it was the right thing to do according to your values, your beliefs, who you believe you are, you step up and show up every time. It just adds a different level of congruency with who you believe you are and who you actually are in the world. My challenge to you, download the worksheet, really define what you believe in so passionately that you're willing to stand up for it no matter what. Take a moment to define why it's a must for you to do that from now on, and come up with your action plan to remind yourself in those moments to step up and deliver at your fullest extent possible. Have fun with this, really step up, challenge yourself, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV.